This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate two major national highway projects worth around 11,000 crore rupees in New Delhi today. These projects include the Delhi section of the Dwarka Expressway, an urban extension road, In a social media post, Mr. Modi reaffirmed the government's unwavering commitment to enhancing the ease of living for citizens by giving a significant boost to infrastructure development in the National Capital Region. A statement from the Prime Minister's office said these projects have been developed as part of the government's comprehensive plan to decongest the National Capital, aiming to significantly improve connectivity, reduce travel time, and ease traffic in Delhi and its surrounding areas. On the occasion, Mr. Modi will also address the gathering. India's space hero Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla received a warm welcome upon his arrival at Delhi's International Airport early this morning. He was warmly received at the airport by Union Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh, Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta and ISRO Chairman Dr. V. Narayanan. After making history as the first Indian to visit the International Space Station, Subhanshu Shukla underwent rehabilitation in the United States to recover from the physical demands of his groundbreaking mission. Mr. Shukla piloted NASA's Axiom-4 mission, which launched from Kennedy Space Center in Florida on 25th June this year. A meeting of the BJP Parliamentary Board is expected to be held at the party headquarters in New Delhi today. All Parliamentary Board members of the party will attend the meeting. Party sources said discussions are likely to be held on the candidate for the vice presidential elections. On the 6th of this month, leaders of the ruling National Democratic Alliance, NDA, had unanimously passed a resolution authorizing Prime Minister Narendra Modi and BJP President Jagat Prakash Nadda to finalize the NDA's candidate for the vice presidential election. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said that India's electronics exports have seen a surge of over 47% in the first quarter of 2025-26 over the same quarter in 2024-25. In a social media post, Mr. Goyal said, "It is a sweet success story for Make in India, which has led to an exponential growth in the electronics production from $31 billion to $133 billion in a decade beginning 2014-2015. President Draupadi Murmu has appointed Manipur Governor Ajay Kumar Bhalla to discharge the functions of Nagaland Governor in addition to his own duties. A Rashtrapati Bhavan communique said, consequent upon the demise of Nagaland Governor Laganeshan, the President has appointed Mr. Bhalla as the Governor of the state. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar held a bilateral meeting with his South Korean counterpart, Cho Hyun, in New Delhi yesterday. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said that the two leaders engaged in productive discussions aimed at advancing bilateral cooperation in areas including trade, manufacturing, maritime, and people-to-people exchanges. He said they also explored new opportunities in emerging sectors, including artificial intelligence, semiconductors, clean energy, and defense. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri will be on a two-day official visit to Nepal beginning today at the invitation of his Nepalese counterpart Amrit Bahadur Rai. The Minister of External Affairs, MEA, said India and Nepal share strong and friendly ties, which have seen concrete progress in recent years in diverse areas of cooperation. In badminton, Indian shuttler Tanya Hemant clinched the women's singles crown at the Saipan International 2025 in the Northern Mariana Islands yesterday. The top seed, ranked 86 in the world, defeated Japan's Kenei Sakai 15-10, 15-8 in the final under the Badminton World Federation's new 3-15 scoring format. And that is the end of this news bulletin.